whilst we all want to kick off this new year with a bang, with optimism, with great hope of good things to come, the reality is that sometimes bad things do happen to good people. It's just a fact of life. So when they do happen to you, what do? How do you cope? I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program today as we kick off this new series of messages called When Bad Things Happen to Good People. Have you ever noticed how when life is going along just fine, cruising, all of a sudden, trouble can hit without warning? It's like we're a ship on a calm ocean, and then bam, a storm hits. And we think, where did that come from? What did I do to deserve that? That's not in the script. What the heck's going on here? Bad things happen to good people. So, then what? Have you ever noticed how we look at people who seem to be travelling really well and we think, they've got a good life, I wish I had a life like theirs. But we don't ever see it from the outside. We don't see it from the inside. We don't see it from inside their homes or when they get home and they're tired. So I've been looking at people whom I know and looking at their lives from an angle that we often don't see. Let me share a few of them with you. I had dinner recently with a couple in their early 50s. They're lovely people. God has really blessed them financially. I mean, they're quite wealthy people. They have a beautiful home, an upmarket car. They own horses on their farm. They're just building a stadium, actually, because they're into dressage. So they're very well off. And they took us to a lovely log cabin restaurant. The husband came to faith a few years ago, and he's now serving in full-time ministry. Just the loveliest people. And I went away from that dinner, and I thought, you know something? They have got it all. They are really blessed. And the next day, someone said to me, do you know one of their sons recently committed suicide? Oh, wow. I had no idea. Isn't that the case? Sometimes we just have no idea. Another couple, they've been ministers for years. They're a great family. They're really well-adjusted people. They have a lovely home. They live in Normalsville, if I can call it that, in a lovely suburb. I stayed with them recently while I was travelling, and I discovered the husband has a sickness where he has no saliva and he has no sweat to perspire. He constantly has to take tablets and his mouth is always dry. And you think, oh, well, that's no big deal. Well, live with that for a few months. Live with that for the rest of your life. And his wife is lovely. She has a sleep disorder. I discovered that most nights she's up walking around for a lot of the night and she's lucky to get 1 or 2 hours sleep a night. Wow. I thought they had it all. A couple in our church, you know, these people are the most humble, lovely people that you will ever meet. They have spent most of their lives doing stuff for the needy. I mean, really practical grassroots ministry for needy people in our area. Just a few months ago, the wife died of cancer in her mid-50s. A good dear friend of mine, a wife and a mother and a businesswoman. And not only a businesswoman, but she employs other women and mentors them and helps them to grow and develop. They're really happily married, lovely kids, a beautiful home, every reason to enjoy life. A few years ago, she went through a severe bout of depression over about a year. And what made it worse is she had no idea why that was going on in her life. And just the other day, a woman, a listener to one of our radio programs, rang our office. She just needed somebody to talk to. Her mother has dementia, and she's looking after her mother, has been for years, and her mother's deteriorating and starting to get violent, and obviously with dementia, the whole thing gets very, very difficult to manage. Can you see a pattern here with at least five groups of people I've just talked about? If they were Attila the Hun, you know, if they were horrible people, you could kind of say, well, oh, well, they deserve it. But they're good people. These are all people that are doing good things, living good lives. And on the outside, they look really blessed. And they are really blessed. But behind the scenes, some bad things have or are happening in their lives. They don't deserve it in our eyes. So what's going on here? The reality of life is that bad things happen to good people. And when it happens, we think it's just us. But talk to anybody you know, anybody, and you say, what's going on in your life? And they'll give you a list of some good things. Well, I've got a new job or a new car, or I'm happy with this, or I've just had a grandchild and life's going really well. And you say, okay, that's great. But what about some of the harder things? Oh, I don't know. There's a kind of emptiness there, or I'm lonely, or I've just got so many problems at work, or there's a health problem, or there are so many things going on in everybody's life. Everybody that you would meet, that you would not expect these things to be going on. We can have a whole bunch of good things going on in our lives, you know, things on the plus side of the register. But one or two bad things can really throw our whole life out of balance. I mean, imagine if one of your children committed suicide. I mean, it doesn't matter how you've been blessed financially, it doesn't matter how many horses you've got, that would be really tough, really hard to go through. It is important for us to realise that this happens to everybody. Because when it happens to us, when we encounter adversity in our lives, we feel so alone. We look at all the other people and they seem to be going along so well. But the reality is they have things in their life. They have losses and hurts and pains and stresses and difficulties too. This is a basic fact of life. Life is like that. Jesus said to his 12 disciples, in this world you will have tribulation. 100%. It's a promise almost. You will have tribulation. And the word he uses there for tribulation means to have the life squeezed out of you. It's like grapes in a wine press, having the juice squeezed out of them. Those stresses and strains happen. But he also says something else. The very first time that he spoke publicly, he said this. He quoted Isaiah, which is a book from the Old Testament. He said, "The Spirit of God is upon me. He sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of God's favour, to provide for those who mourn, to give them a garland of flowers instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They'll be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of God to display his glory. They will build up the ancient ruins. They'll raise up the former devastations. They shall repair their ruined cities, the devastations of many generations." That almost encapsulates why Jesus came as a man on this earth to be with us. You might say to me, "Bernie, why am I going through this? Why do I have to suffer? If there's a God, what's he up to?" Well, maybe if I knew you, I could give you an explanation. Maybe. But more often than not, there's just no answer. Suffering is a part of life. Bad things happen to good people. Look at Jesus, the Son of God, healed people, loved lepers. But he wasn't spared. He went to the cross. But I can tell you this from my own experience. Anybody who'll put their trust in him, who'll seek him out and draw close, anyone who'll take him at his word, will experience his love in the midst of their suffering, will experience healing and comfort and peace and joy and justice in the middle of difficult circumstances. Right there, right then, Jesus Christ is in that place with you. The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. And God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow. with a different perspective.